This afternoon we pop on the plane, then we get off this evening,
and, you'll be
and
here.
Then all hell breaks loose, I hope, after we go swimming.
That's Billy L. Bengston, a seminal figure in the Los Angeles art scene. After 79 years, he's got his priorities straight. And he's coming to Honolulu to install a pop-up exhibit in memory of his friend and fellow artist, Craig Kaufman. Okay, Craig Kaufman of the vacuum-formed lozenge shapes.
Pre-vacuum-formed lozenge shape, mid-58, maybe 59, Craig was the first real artist in California. The rest of them were just copyists.
What you're saying,
me
Craig
included.
Kaufman was the first real artist in California?
By that, I mean he's the first person that really brought something original to the table.
Clean, in clear opposition to the abstract expressionism of the day, the 50s, Kaufman's paintings depict simple machines with sensuous overtones, kind of like organic versions of Marcel Duchamp's chocolate grinder. Colors are controlled and not from nature.
Before that, everybody is still European. It's been a hard fight getting away from the Euro concept. I actually have a tea ceremony painting by him that he did in the Philippines that's made out of thick sparkly paint on white ground. And I said, what the hell is that, Craig? And he said, tea ceremony, stupid.
No kidding. It sounds really not very tasteful.
Well, you got to have a sense of humor.
What are we going to be looking at in your installation here?
I was thinking about Craig and what would make him laugh, and probably the most telling thing about the work is it's made so cheap. His favorite expression was, it's too expensive.
A serious fellow practitioner giving us an insider's look.
Beauty, sensuality, and humor. I think I can live with those three and a good meal.
Billy L. Bengston with Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.